took you long enough. Thought I'd have to go in and drag you out. This isn't a motel, and you're not on vacation. I'm letting you stay to help, not sleep in. You've had your time to rest while recovering. Now it's time for work. What do you think they are, genius? Never heard of a book before? Sit down and have some coffee. Work first, breakfast second. We don't know how much time we have before whatever this mark does happens. And if we don't even know what it does, then we can't plan for it. And if you're going to be any help at all, then you need to at least know the basics. Which there isn't terribly much to talk about, to be honest. I told you, information is hard to come by. Thankfully, the internet has made it somewhat easier to find. And that's a hard somewhat. You have to know what you're looking for, or you'll just get caught up slogging through bullshit. I know a few sites where other people like me share information and theorize. Well, they're able to, anyway. We'll get to that shadowy fuck later. Don't rush me. I told you, you're not gonna understand shit without the basics. Here's a pen and paper to write this down if you want to take notes. All right, let's get started. Collectively, these things call themselves the flesh. Don't know why, not sure I want to know. Part of the reason why they're so hard to fight is there seems to be a variety of them, and they don't share a lot of weak points. There are some ways to protect yourself. Certain herbs and flowers, for example, can be grown to hide your scent from them. I've got a bunch growing around the property to help keep any beasts from getting too interested. Before you ask, no, carrying them around with you doesn't work. That'd be too easy, apparently. And it isn't foolproof, so you should still learn to sleep lightly. Wanting to get into how to fight them, huh? I can respect that. There's not much. They bleed like we do, and can die. But obviously, they've got more going for them when it comes to offense and defense. Guns seem almost entirely ineffective most of the time for some reason. Unless you somehow have access to military grade, which we don't, which leaves getting in close. And I don't think I need to tell you how well that usually plays out. Even the ones that look human can easily kill you one-on-one. That wouldn't be a bad idea, except I've read stories about group hunts. And none of them turned out well. Smaller hunts draw less attention. Anyway, when it comes to hunting them, it takes research. You have to observe them. It's actually easier with those that pretend to be human. For example, do they go out of their way to avoid touching iron? That's something you can work with. The ones who actually look the part are harder to spy on. Yeah, that's right. It's harder to spot clues in their behavior. And more dangerous. Shouldn't just assume they're beasts, though. Some are, while others are varying degrees of intelligent. I've seen a few. Most of this is information gathered from multiple sources. Reliable ones. You shouldn't base your entire plan on a theory. Though that said, some theorizing is necessary, I guess. That's where these books come in. As it turns out, sometimes a bit of mythology is true. Or at least somewhat relevant. If one of these things looks close to something in mythology or legend, then you could look into it for potential weaknesses. If it looks like a werewolf, then silver could be an option. Or it could just get you torn apart by an annoyed beast. You have to be careful with what you try, because you could only get one shot to try and kill them. No, killing them isn't always the only way to deal with them. There are simple things like moving or doing your best to avoid their stomping grounds. Hell, you might even get lucky and find one willing to negotiate. Well, lucky might not be the best word. Never know what they might want. But if you're their target, then your options are limited. They have no problem following you if you move. Unless you can figure out some place they can't survive for one reason or another. Notice that, did you? No shit, it sounds impossible to fight them. I told you, this isn't some fairy tale where heroes rise up to slay the monsters. We're fighting an uphill battle. Most people are lucky enough to be left alone. We don't have that luxury. Fuck if I know. Why do these things do any of their bullshit? I don't really care why they chose to fuck with me. It doesn't change anything. They did. And so I fuck with them back the best I can. I'll fight tooth and nail, just like they do, if I have to. Mind your own fucking business. You're not here to hear my life story, so back off it. All that you should care about is dealing with that shadow fuck. Speaking of, I've already done some digging into it, and while the easy option is to consider it one of those shadow people you hear about online, it doesn't feel like the right fit. You think so too, huh? Yeah. After what I've seen, it'd take a lot more than some walking shadow to faze me. Let alone have me running with my tail between my legs before I could even register what it was. And I couldn't find anything about a shadow person marking someone. Nothing reliable or similar, anyway. There isn't anything I could find through my normal avenues of research. And I couldn't find anything that looks like the mark. That leaves us where we started. I don't like it, but I'll try getting in touch with some others. Maybe they'll know. Because I don't like owing people anything, or using up any favors I'm owed if I can help it. I'd almost be pissed if it turns out this thing isn't a big deal after all this. All right. If you want to help, you can start reading through these books. See if you can find anything. I'm going to go reach out to one of my contacts. Okay, fine. We can have breakfast first.